Good morning, Audio Boomerangs. I am just about to depart Oriole Acres and return home to Kertibach, which is what I call my flat. That could either mean Castle Little House or Castle Toilet, depending upon whatever mood one happens to be in. And there are some days like today when I think Castle Toilet is far more appropriate. The reason I say that is my father is going to try and install an air conditioner today, and my place is rather plug-deprived in the sense that I don't have enough outlets, and God knows where we're going to plug it in without having to worry about me blowing a fuse when I use either my microwave or my toaster oven or my stove. So, if you hear this in the next hour and a half or so, and are the praying kind, or just would care to send good thoughts about this, I would appreciate that enormously. I suppose it's a silly thing to pray about, but I'm going to need an air conditioner. This summer is supposed to be incredibly hot, and we have to figure something out. Please, God. Anyhow, the reason I'm recording is actually not to kvetch about the air conditioning issue. Oh my gosh, there's an amazing song by Sutton Foster called Air Conditioner that I really ought to post because it is so fitting for the experience that I'm having, and it's really funny. I may do that later today. I also have either one or two files to upload of my father and I babysitting my little nephew Harrison last night. They're on my Olympus. I didn't record anything on my iPhone because, well, I like the stereo recording of my Olympus better. I just don't happen to have it with me right now. Hence, this is being recorded on the iPhone. And oh my word, I am totally rabbiting on here. The reason I'm recording is actually, partly to give a bit of updatey goodness, but also, as you may have heard at the beginning of this, over the sound of me rabbiting on, there was a chipmunk. Oh, hello, kitty. Hi, honey. Come here. You want to come here? I can't let you in the house, sweetie pie. It's locked. The door's locked. Come here. So there was a chipmunk right over here on the deck where I'm sitting, the back deck. And I don't know where he's gone now, but you can no doubt still hear him. I'm sorry, kitten cat. I can't let you in. The door's locked. I came out through the garage. I know, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it, it's locked. Poor thing. She wants to go in the house and eat something. So anyhow, I thought it would be cool if I were to record the chipmunk, and I also got the cat into the bargain. Oh, and a fly. Ugh, get out of here. Go! Shoo fly. Shoo fly pie, an apple panned outie makes your stomach light up and your eyes say howdy. Oh, I think it's the other way around, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, it's the other way around. Oh, goodness. Pardon my silliness, folks. Anyhow, I've had a lovely time here. On Friday night, my Uncle Paul had a barbecue in his son's honor because his son Dave was visiting from, I thought he was living in Seattle, but that was a while ago. He's actually in California now. So he brought his good lady wife, Gretchen, and their two weans, Oliver and Vivian, for a little vacation here in the wilds of Kanuckistan. So it was really good to see them on Friday night. Food was delicious. Most of the Smith clan was there, including my grandmother, and it's always a pleasure for me to spend time with her. My cousin Dave has always been extremely kind to me, and we have always had a lot in common. I'm sorry, princess, I can't do it. I know, honey, but I can't do it. I can't get in either. We're locked out. So anyhow, it was really fantastic to see him because I don't see enough of him. Given that he's all the way down in sunny California. Saturday, my parents had a wedding to go to in the evening, so I was all by my lonesome, but that's okay. It was very hot and humid, but quite breezy, and given that they live out in the country, it wasn't nearly as hot as it would have been in town, so I spent a lot of time that day outside. And then Sunday, we had Father's Day breakfast at the Sherwood Inn with my brother and his girlfriend and their Steph, his girlfriend's parents. It was really nice to meet them. I'd never met them before. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I met her mum at one of the baby showers I attended, but I hadn't met her dad. And then yesterday, again, I spent a lot of time outside despite the heat. It was 34 degrees Celsius in the shade. And then my mum went golfing with some friends last night, so my dad and I had the house to ourselves. And we were planning on going into the nearest town to get an ice cream cone. And then my brother's girlfriend, Steph, called and said she and my brother would like to go to the gym. And was there any way that someone could come over and babysit Harrison for a while? So my dad said he was more than glad to do that. I know, Kat, but I can't do it. I'm sorry. Anyhow, Steph didn't end up going to the gym because when we got there, she said she didn't realize how late the hour had grown and she felt badly leaving Harrison with us until, say, 9 o'clock at night, which is when she would get back. Apparently from 8 to 9 is his fussy time, and if he's not fed, he gets really upset and cries a lot. Although, all the time that we were there, he was very good, I must say, and we were there till, I'd say, about 8:30. So anyhow, we just stayed for a visit. Steph did run off to the grocery store to get a few things, so at least we were able to help in some regard. I entertained the cat. Steph has a very affectionate cat called Yoshi, and he decided that I was his permanent petting service, so he would not leave me alone. He's friendly with the women folk anyway. He doesn't... Oh, bloody mosquitoes, sorry. He doesn't like men as much for some reason. So... He's a bit of a Don Juan when it comes to the ladies. So yes, now I am soon to be off to... Sorry, I'm laughing at that chipmunk. I think that's what it is. If I'm wrong, then someone is certainly welcome to correct me. I've never heard a chipmunk chatter that much. He's scolding something. Anyhow, sorry folks, I'm rather distracted at the moment and this post is kind of rambly, so I suppose I ought to end this. I hope that this bit of updatage wasn't too arduous to listen to. Hope you were able to get through it without yawning to death or being bored to tears. Anyhow, I shall hopefully be posting again soon. Take care, folks. Have a wonderful Tuesday.